Yeshua Pei and Shabbos, Tez Zayin Sivan Hei Tov Shalom and Zayin, June 3rd, 1977, on Thursday. Continued.
He wants to perform the Kutapsi and the Mez, then it's in Lohatz Kuli Gupo. So it seems the same act of Itzoy. Under other circumstances, we would be in Lohatz Raise. So even if the circumstances are such that it's not in Lohatz Raise, because it's Lohatz Kuli Gupo, so Kovdabrius is not there. In other words, that the Rabbonon of Lohatz Kuli Gupo is more homo than any other Rabbonon. The Rabbonon of Kalmanes, so Kovdabrius is there. The Rabbonon of Lohatz Kuli Gupo, Kovdabrius is not there. Is not there. But the Rabbon of Kamelis is there. Then he has the Kashe. So why does the Gemore actually eat the same Kashe as Ramjulei arrests against Deisves? So the Ramban asks against himself. So why is there a machlekes between Tanakame and Kavid and Lokish as to whether Matzinus is in that lake or not? And Tanakame says, you're not allowed to be without in the mess, even though the purpose is in Matzinus in that lake. And the Rebbe Rokhi says, you are allowed then because of a Tehu Odom Borah may say, but let it be Muter Rebbe Korit on the Kameh, on account of Kobe Gabriel. So this is what he asks. So he says, Vikashi, Hotil Tum Loche, that's in Tehu Odom. Vikashi, Hotil Tum Loche, Shemu Yikya Bateri, Tum Yikya Kaules, Tum Yikya Ruam, Shemu Yikya Bateri, אפילו בדלייקי, בלויקי כאויטנייק. ולביא למלוקיש נשורי, משפטו ועושה לבוי, אבל לא משום כל גבריאס, מה משלט לפקיאס קשה פיזיס? יש לו אימא, תנקם ועושה משום לב שלו מתנה לויקי כאויטנייק. ואין לכל מוקים דוח, שלא יאמצי או יוכל ניתן או לויקי כאויטנייק. או יכול להכירים שהוא לא בו של חיי צבא, ומשום אוכל עושה, שהוא לבדלי, ורביא למלוקיש, סובה, אם מצליח את הלעדון, את בוסר כיכרוי טיני, עושה לרבוי, משום שהדבור לא מייסי, הלכך שרים לו להציל להדיע כדיבוי, והלכה זה כבוסי, והלכה זה כבוסי. Now, so the Rambam gives a teret, with that teret, so Tetzis is not difficult, we can answer, Vabikvegas Kashi. So he says, of course, Kovet HaBriyas is Deich HaDeisat Et Pamukzei, is Deich HaOl Terabonos, except Loch Shetzel Gufo, that's Mocham, but Ol Terabonos, Kovet HaBriyas is Deich HaBriyas, but in every case, there is no case where it's not possible to be made see the mess, to be without the mess of the Kikar Tinek, because Kikar Tinek doesn't mean that Kikar Tinek, to be a Kikar. It can be a handkerchief, it can be a jacket, it can be a coat, it can be a pair of shoes, it can be, I mean, any eichel. It doesn't have to be a kikar, it can be an orange, it can be anything. So how is it possible, let's say, there is a fire in the house. So could we conceive, even in our imagination, that in the house there is nothing, only the house, which is the chuber, I mean, and the mess, nothing else. So let's say there is no key. There is no tinnik. But there is a man, otherwise there wouldn't be any problem altogether. So the question wouldn't be a relevant question if there is no man in the house who wants to know whether he can carry out the mess or not. So there is a man, the man wears godin, he wears a jacket. I mean, unless all the men that are in the house are completely naked. That's inconceivable. So it's impossible to visualize. As a matter of fact, before Pesach, I was walking in New York on Broadway 86th Street, and there was a man walking completely naked, without any baggage in the way, near the newspaper stand. And there were hundreds of people, and a black person completely naked. I mean, it's nothing to do, the color has nothing to do with that. I mean, it could happen to a white man just as well. He just happened to be a black person. So, completely naked, and no one said anything, nothing.
In New York.
He went to the school in Chicago. Okay. Anyway, but the Ramban says, it's inconceivable, I mean, that there is no way of taking out the mess of the kid. Ich habe ایده که کی گفته میخوای میدان تله کامه ایده هکه میدان میوه آکیش but it's not چای خیلی هکه the answer is the more says ایده که means when there is a kikya otile you don't have to be tereyach yourself with ease you can carry out you see here is a mess and then there is a kikya another mess so you don't have to spend any time or tereyach nothing you just take the kikya you put it on the mess and you carry it out I mean, you don't have to waste any time, no deal, chanav. That's the meaning of dike kikaratinik. I leke doesn't mean leke. Leke means there is no kikaratinik. But he wears a jacket, he wears a coat, a jacket, he wears a hat, something, a yamke wears something. So the mele, he can take off the jacket and put it on the mess. So that's like yal kikaratinik, it's not aloche, dafke kikaratinik, and the object. As long as he doesn't carry out the mess by itself, exclusive of any other object. But that will involve a certain hardship. I mean, so it will take another minute until he takes off the jacket and so on. So that's called dleke, because you know when there is a fire, so every second is of essence. So mainly the Gemara calls it dleke. But it doesn't mean dleke that it's impossible to carry out the mess. So that's why, dleke, my time will be the blockage. So in other words, it should be mutea. Why should it be mutea? So ileke, my time will be the blockage. So it should be osea. So it doesn't mean ileke that it's impossible. Ileke means he doesn't have a kikar available. But he wears body, so he could take off one leg. Or he can take off his shoes. I mean, he has something, he wears something. He's not a gavna at a lawyer that doesn't have anything. But ileke means that he will have to spend some time. He'll have to take off the shoes, or he'll have to take off the jacket. So anyway, my time will be a little rockish, but it's like it, we call it like it. But it's still possible to do it. So why is it a little rockish matter? And he's a tilpa mukta just like that, because of Kondabrius. Kondabrius is mutter when it's indispensable, when there is no other alternative. But if there is another alternative, then it's not mutter to be able to list the rabbonim for kavod habris, even if it involves a hardship. Even if he has to, you know, it will be uncomfortable for him. If he takes off his shoes, it will be uncomfortable for him to walk without shoes. So it will be uncomfortable for him. But there, as long as there is an alternative. So Gemara says, look, the cool out to batashmeto. I'm the time that the Lord goes into the bowl, I'll make say, you will show it's like us in the bowl. So in other words, we are dealing with the Tanakhama of the Lord is dealing with the case where he doesn't have a kicker to make available without any hardship. But there is still an alternative. He can take off the shoes, he can find something. So Memele Tanakhama says, Ein Matzil is a mess in the lake. He doesn't mean Ein Matzil is a mess in the lake. He should let the mess be cremated in the fire. Has to show him. That not. But what does it mean, Matzim Zamez Nadeka? He's not allowed to take out the mess by itself without, let's say, something, an object. So even if he has to be matriach himself, and which will cause him to be uncomfortable, he'll have to take off his shoes and put it on the mess, and he'll have to walk barefoot. So he has to do it. A Matzim Zamez Nadeka just like that. But wait, so then Rabbi Loki says no. If you tell him, listen, you cannot take out the mess just like that. You have to take off your shoes, you have to get something. So then, in the rush, he'll forget and he'll extinguish the fire. So the mele, we are mattering, but what he says, since it involves a certain hardship to carry it out, so we matter, since it involves a certain hardship, he has to take off the shoes and he'll have to lose time. So we are mattering according to Rabbi Mokish on account of the fact of imitation of Bola Mese to take it out just like that. To take it out just like that. Okay, so that is, so this is what Ramban says. Now, Ramban doesn't spell it out, but this is what Ramban means. He says, Vikashi, Hotil Tumlochashi Mika Beteirai. Do me the countless, but we tell you, I'm sure we have this. I feel with Lake, the Loki Kelly. We review the Moki Bishore, we should do most of the way. I will win, she called the race. Yes, Lame, but the Kamu Osea, we should have some Nikna Loki Kelly Tine. They will come walking from the week. And even if you don't have a Kikaritine, so there is a hardship. But with the hardship, he can do it. ואם הוא חמוקם דוחק שלו יעמצל יוכל ויתן על הלכיק או יתריק או יאכל בן הכלים שהוא לובש he doesn't have a kicker, he doesn't have a kicker, all right? But he's lobish him, lobish body, he wears a jacket, he wears shoes, he wears socks, he wears something, he wears a hat, so he can take off one of his body. שלא מחייץ אליהם, הוא משום אחר עושה. So what does it mean that the camera עושה? Not that he is מחויב to let the mess be cremated, be burned. No, חס ושולם. In other words, he is not allowed to take out the mess just like that. ורבי יהודה אומר, לא כיסובה, אם נצרח אצלי להדור לבוס, הקיקר הוא תינק, עושה לי רבוי. מתאיר משום שעוד הוא בואו על מסי, הילו כך שבינו להציל על הלב רבוי. So in other words, so this is good to be בשיטה, of the Ramban. So this is so we can answer Rabbi Kiliger's question. What does Rabbi Kiliger ask? How many will be able to let the kicker show to the track in Tamba the bow? Will we show us the stupuye? Which I'm taking the answer is no. Suppose we have such an inconceivable situation, the Ramban says that it's inconceivable. But suppose in today's world it is conceivable. Suppose there is nothing, no object, just a house, an empty house, and people who are completely naked. No baggage, nothing, no shoes, nothing. So, in such a case, the Ramban would say, in Chlange, the Tanakhama would also agree that he is allowed to carry out the mess like that. Because he cannot carry out the mess out of Rachel. So that's the territory of Yigas Kashi. And this is what Tesis means. The Shamitil, who the Efshal, the Kikyo, the Tinei. So the Tanakhama, who asks that, it doesn't mean it's also, even when it's impossible, where there is no other alternative. No, there is always an alternative. Even if a kicker or tinnik is not available, but a pair of shoes is available, a pair of socks is available, a hat is available. So, but that will take a little time, a minute or so. So, Tanakhama says, no, we don't allow him to carry it out immediately. We tell him, first you take off your shoes and you put the shoes on the mess, and then you take out the mess. Why? But in Chlame, if such a situation will arise, where it's impossible, so the mitzvah there. So there is no kashi by Rabbi Kiliger. Alright, now, let's see the Ramban. First, this I read from the Ramban in Tirasot. But, the Ramban the Chiddushim on Shabbos. Alright, Shogar Rav Nachman Afrika de Kamas. Pio Shabbos Foshi. דאל יקיקי אוי טיני קויו ביאר אפי שוט קאמלס מישן קלאבריס איז אטיל דו לא יוטא שאף דו ביד מלך ישראל מס מוטו בחמו לא יתירו לטאוט אלא ביקיקי אוי טיני ביטיימע ווי פיש איז אטיל פון די משף שלי סאקין אל ביקיקי אוי טיני לא יתירו חכם מייל אבל איז קאמלס קים שיימ את הקונה בשמיין מישן קלאבריס יתירו ובשיס הטילפול, כאילו שיש לו לסקר על דקיקאות תינק, ליטילפול חכומים לילה. אבל נסתכל מלאז, כאילו שאין לי תקון. בשום עניין, משום כובד הבריאס, משום כובד הבריאס, יתראו, הבריאס יתראו. ולי נראה שהטילפול הזה, כאילו, so according to Rashi, so even in the case where the mess is in the Carmel, with the Carmelers, so you're only allowed to take him out, carry him out with the kikaot tinek. With the kicker or a teenage. But without the kicker or a teenage, according to Rashi, you're not allowed to carry him out. That's Rashi. But Ramban is Chedek. Vilini reshat in klaze, kik li tzor li tzir li kamles, but kicker or a teenage mutem. Shelo yemesi bi tzor yishale. Shima mesu ta bi tzor yemishu mikvei day. Ha kicker ba teenage yechut li tzion. Avo bin tautale, bershus hayochim, chamadim seilu, shitzrichu kicker or a teenage. משום דאב של ניסאולי פניקן ניסרל תיאו so the Ramban is חלק על רשי and the Ramban says when is it necessary to carry the mess together with the kikyao tinek that is in his life in the chotz so then there is no shayl of mitzoy there is only shayl of tiltu mukt so in order to dispose of this mukte he has to carry the mess with the talk of the mess in the chotz in the rishis ayochit together with the kikyao tinek שאין קיימי, מה שאין קיימי, אם גמס, איז מוטול מקאמלס, so we are faced with the ניסה ריצוריה, so then, we cannot tell him, you carry it from the קאמלס, which is היוחיד, or carry the אלדמלס in קאמלס, together with the קיקה, So then, like this, he feels to carry it without the kikar, so there is only one itzoyes. But if he carries it together with the kikar, so he does two itzoyes. And this is self-imposed. I mean. So the Kavod HaBris, he cannot say he's allowed to do two itzoyes because of Kavod HaBris. Why? Because of Kavod HaBris, as far as the Kavod HaBris is concerned, the Kavod HaBris forces him only to carry the mess. The Kavod HaBris doesn't force him to carry the Kamales, Taladames, or to carry from the Kamales of Shtayochim. The kikar alone with the mess. So in other words, we discussed in connection with the Gemara, Toner Rabbonon, Hamei Tzeich Ben Kishio. That was the last year, just before Shavuot. Hamei Tzeich Ben Kishio, in Bikuri Chayu Aleichu, U'potach Alakul, V'yuri Tzorach L'chayu Alakul, Shema Men Aleichu, Shiz Yisichil, Be'olach L'chayu Shayim. So the Rashbo has the Kashi, we mentioned the Rashbo has the Kashi. How does he say, Shema Men Aleichu, Shiz Yisichil, Be'olach L'chayu Shayim? Possibly Sukhe says the Chite. But even according to see, even if we say that Tzumcha says, Eichel Shlizei Zechile, Be'al Me'achol Nishayu Shtayim, so it's only if Eichel Shlizei Zechile was Achaze, Be'al Me'achol Nishayu Shtayim. But Eichel Shlizei Zechile was Achaz, then he certainly Chayim only one Chapas, because then it's only one Maisa Veile. So in this case, it's only one Maisa Veile. So how can he be Chayim to Chatois, assuming that is that the Eichel Shlizei Zechile will not Chayim Shtayim, so it's only Eichel Shlizei Zechile was Achaz, but not Eichel Shlizei Zechile was Achaz. So the Rashbo gives the Teretz. So since it's Kufi Muchloki, so mainly it's considered like two separate Maisagets. So the Rashbo Shiti is that when one is Meitzi, let's say, in a Kele, let's say, 10 oranges, in a basket, 10 oranges. So the Rashbo Shiti is that it's two separate itzoyes. It's not one itzoy, but it's two separate itzoyes. But we mentioned the Roshna Rambam, even though the Rambam mentions it in connection with Agat Klish Miyaget, but the Rambam explains why we say Agat Klish Miyaget, because then it's considered the Kele and the Eichel, and we say Hakele are considered like one chepetz. Like one chepetz, like a candelabrum that consists of many parts. So the reason is why Agat Klish Miyaget, in other words, let's say, suppose you have a basket with many bananas in it, and then you are Meitzi, that basket, half of the basket with a number of bananas is already in the Rishus Rabim, but half of the basket is still in the Rishus HaYochid, so you're not Chayim. If Agat Kele, Yishmei Agat. So the Rambam explains it because the bananas with the basket, with the Kele, are considered like one object. So it's like a candelabrum that consists of many parts. So suppose you take out, let's say, a Sefer, and you remain Sefer from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus Rabim. And half of the Sefer would be still in the Mishus HaYochid. He wouldn't be Chayev, or let's say candelabrum. One Pelek, one part of the candelabrum is still in the Mishus HaYochid. So it's not Chayev. So if you have Eichon in the Kele, so then the Kele is Miagadet, as if it had been one Kele. So Mele, according to the Rambam, we should follow that when one is Meitzi, let's say a basket, with many Eichon in that basket, so it's not two itzoyes. The Rashba says, since it's Kufim Cholokim, Mikilim, Deichlim, so it's two itzoyes. Even though it's done for one Maise, but it's two separate Maisaveres. It's two separate Maisaveres. So it's like Eichel Shnei Zeisechilim, Bozachaze, not like Eichel Shnei Zeisechilim, Bozachaz. But according to Rambam, so the Pshat in Agat Mishmi Agat is considered like one Mikele. So maybe it's only one Maisavere. So if it's one Maisavere, so then the question is, how does the Gemara say Shema Men Aleichu Shnei Zeisechilim Be'Olamechot Chayiv Shtayim? So in order to answer this question, so I mentioned the Machlokes, the Rashbo and the Ram in Beitze, whether Marbe Bishurim, so according to the Rashbo, Marbe Bishurim on Shabbos involves only the Nisr Kavron, and according to the Ram, it involves the Nisr Reis. Let's say, suppose someone is a Chilish Yesh Besakone, and he has to drink one glass of water, and then somebody will fill up a whole kettle with water, And that will have not one glass of water, but 1,000 glasses of water. It's a big cat. So according to the Rajbo, he's only even miserable. Because since he has to put that pot on fire, even though he only needs one glass of water for the Chiloshim Sakone, so, and he puts a big kettle with water, so it's Malu Bishulim is the same act, so Malu Bishulim is only Osam Rabbanon. But according to the Ram, Malu Bishulim is Osam Deraisi. And so Melele by Chiloshim Sakone, it's Osam Deraisi. Mashiach came by Yom Tev, so if a person has to eat one kazayis of meat, so he can put in the pot 100 tzeisim of meat. Because it's the same act. Why? Because Eichel Nefesh is hutro, so Mele Mabu Bishurim is muta. Mashiach came, Pikach Nefesh is tchuyo, so Mabu Bishurim is not muta, so it's also the Raisi. So Mele, according to the Ram, if somebody will, let's say, you need for a chile, to be mivashil for a chile, only one kazayis of meat, and he'll be mivashil one chaticha of meat, that is 100 tzeisim, in the same part. In the same part. So, and he'll think that it's muter, so then it'll be chayav hakos, according to the Ram. Because Mabu Bishurim is also the Raisi. So in other words, according to the Ram, Mabu Bishurim is also the Raisi. So in the Melee, we have to say that the Rambam, this is how we answer. The Rambam. So the Rambam agrees with the Ram, and he applies it even to Yitzoy. So in other words, so the reason is why the Mora says, Shema Minoich, Vimu Yukri Tzolich Lechayim Lafalakli, Shema Minoich, or Shini Yisrich Lechayim Lechayim Shlaif. So the Rajma's question is, but here it's not Yichol Shini Yisrich Lechayim, but Zeh HaZeh, here it's Yichol Shini Yisrich Lechayim, Bibasachas, and everybody will be made it. Yichol Shini Yisrich Lechayim, Bibasachas is only Chayim Mon Chados. So the answer is, oh, but they are, so there is only Mon Maisavere. It doesn't make any difference whether a person swallows at one time, with one stroke, one kazayis, of chilev, or he swallows two kzeisim of chilev. It's just one maizavir of achilas chilev. Less than kazayis is not a chilev. But whether it's kazayis or two kzeisim or ten kzeisim, so it's the same maizavir. Mashiach ki mabu bishurim. So two, it's like one bikele. Like, adequately means that it's one bikele. But suppose someone has to take out just one kregres of an eichel. For a chilishim sakone, and he'll take out two kregres, so he'll be chayim for the second kregres. Even though the second kregres that he doesn't need for the chile is part and parcel of the same object, because Babu Bishurim doesn't realize it. So Mele, this is the Rambam Shi. Now, the Ramban here is chilek and Rashi. Rashi Shi is that when was Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Mati to take out the mess into the carmelis only after the kikalitimik? Rashi Shi. Because without Kijamitinek, he will be there and he's after the moves. So the Ramban asks, why should we tell him? Why should we impose upon him an extra Yisar of Itzoye in order to alleviate the Yisar of Mukze? After all, he is faced with the Yisar of Mukze. He is not faced with an extra Yisar of Itzoye. So we should tell him, no, in order to avoid Tilpul Mukze, so you better carry twice rather than carry once. That we don't say. Now the question is, why does the, so what is, so the Ramban Svoresh appears to be a very strong Svoresh. So why does Rashi say the contrary? Why does Rashi say that we should tell him to carry from the Carmelis into Rishon Hayochin together with the Kikya? Well, after all, he's as far as the Kavodah Prius is concerned, so it's not necessary to carry a kikea. But it's necessary to carry a kikea in order to alleviate the Yisar Tilpul Mukze. So we should impose upon him another Yisar Itzoye in order to alleviate Tilpul Mukze. What's the Svore? And we cannot say that the Tilpul Mukze is more humble than Yisar Itzoye, on the contrary. Tilpul Itzoye is only a Rabbonon, and it does not come within one, even the Rabbonon doesn't come within the Lamites Melachas. Mashiach came Tilpul Mukze. So even the Rabbonon doesn't come within the Lamites Melachas. Mashiach came Tilpul Dushus Rabbim and Bikamales. So with the Rabbonon it's like So why should we, in order to alleviate Tilton Muktzeh, the Rabbona of Tilton Muktzeh, impose upon him another act of Mitzoyeh? That's the Rambal Svore. But you see that the Rishonim were chilek, and Rashi is not the only one. The other Rishonim were agreed with Rashi. What's the Svore? So if we say, apparently, you'll see that. So he says, "V'libi resha tilklaze kim litzorich leitzir likamdas v'loy kikar v'loy tinei muta shol yemesim b'litzoy shalay shimames muta b'litzoy shimtreidei hakikar v'atzir kichutu leitzir avo b'talpul b'shtayoch mecham leitzir hu shil tzricho kikar leitzir mishu b'efshar nisawet mecham nisarate." Now, if we say that when one carries out eichli min mekele, so it is separate, so yeah, separate, so yeah, even though it's done through one act. So if we say like the Rashba, that it's considered like two separate, it's considered like two separate, then we cannot say contrary to the Rambam. But if we say, as we said in the Rambam, that the Rambam Shiti is, that when you carry out Echlin and Mekele, then it becomes like one object, and it is only Malu Mishurim. So true, we said in the Rambam that Malu Mishurim itself is also the Raisi. So then, we still could say, so the Rambam could agree with the Rambam Shite, but Rashi will have to say, Rashi will have to say that when you carry out, let's say, an eichel in a kele, then it's not two separate itzoyes. It's only an inyan of malu bishur. Because if Rashi would hold that when you carry out an eichel in a kele, so it's two separate itzoyes, like eichel shneiz is a chile bozeh achazeh, so then Rashi couldn't say there would be no logic in saying that in order to alleviate that the Rabbanon of Tilton Muktzeh, we should tell him, no, you realize two itzoyes, not one itzoy. My chazis, after all, he's not faced the kopdatrias. You see, the itzoy of an extra object is not in conflict with the kopdatrias. What is in conflict with the kopdatrias? The Tilton Muktzeh is in conflict with the kopdatrias. So let him behave here, let the Tilton Muktzeh be nitche. Why should we impose upon him another act of Itzoye, and then the Kavod HaBriyos should be deiche two Itzoyes rather than one Itzoye? So, but now, even if we say that the Ramban agrees with the Ramban, and I mentioned once that possibly the Ramban agrees with the Ramban, so it's still the Ramban the Ramban's argument still has great logic. Because true that it's considered like one object, but if the Ramban agrees with the Ramban, so in order to answer the Kashi against the Ramban, and then the more of Shmamino, we have to say that the Ramban agrees with the Ram in Beitze, that Marbu Bishurim is also the Reis, so he still can say like the Ramban. But if we say that when one carries out an Eichel and a Kele, then it's only one Itzoy, but it's only Mabu Bishur. It's like a person who needs half an orange for a Chedesh Eves HaKoneh. And instead of cutting up the orange into two halves and carrying out half an orange, he doesn't cut up the orange and he carries the Mishus Rabbi the whole orange. That's Mabu Bishur. According to the Ram, it would be also Midrashi. But since it's a near of Marbe Bishurim, then we can explain Rashi. So we have to say that according to Rashi, so when a person carries an Eichel in a Kele, then it's only one Tzoy. But why does the Mora say, Shmamino Eichel Shlizei Zechilim Be'lechel Chayim Shtayim, that it's like Eichel Shlizei Zechilim Be'zeh HaZeh? Because Marbe Bishurim itself is also Midrashi. So if we say when he carries out a Eichel in the Kele, So it's Mabu Bishur, it's just something like, I say, you could also be Chaimstein. You could also be Chaimstein. So that is Rashi. But then you can still ask the Kashi. So what difference does it make whether it's two Itzoyes or one Itzoye? If Mabu Bishur is just something like, I say, so even though it's one Itzoye, it should be considered like two Itzoyes. No, but the Ram says that the reason as to why we more than more the prices as amazing. Mimali shot the Okolo by how we should only have the Kazai Sahot because if on the fish in Yom Tev is Hutu. So the male. But what was the fish? It's also the Raisa because it's only Truyo. So whenever it's Truyo, so then you are only allowed to do what is indispensable. But over and above, what is indispensable, there is no Truyo. If it is hutro, so as long as a certain neck is muter, so it's muter. We do not say, since this woman wants to eat a yontef only a small piece of chicken, so the male, she cannot put in the pot the whole chicken. We do not say that, because after all, it's the same act of bishul, whether she puts a small piece of chicken in the pot of fire, or she puts the whole chicken in pot of fire. So the male, since it's hutro, so the whole act becomes muter. But even in the case where it's hutro, we wouldn't say that since it's hutro to do one act of bishul, so let him do two acts of bishul. That not. Let's say, suppose she needs only one piece of meat to eat tanyonte. But she put in many pieces of meat. And she put it on fire. And then she realizes that in order that all the pieces of meat should be cooked properly, so then she needs a bigger fire. But in order that one piece of meat should be cooked properly, so even a small fire will be enough. So then if you ask a shayle, can I make the fire bigger in order that all the pieces of meat in the pot should be cooked rather than one piece of meat, so we'll tell her certainly not. Because we don't say, since it's utro, so since one act of bishul was muter, so another act of bishul is also muter. The Ram only says, in the Raise, where it's the same act, So in case where it's truyo, so truyo means that whatever is indispensable is deiche. Whatever is not indispensable, so is not deiche. So even the same act, it is not surprised. So chil sheyu sakon it's truyo, mashen kei, lechas chonefesh is utro. So memele, if we say, so we have to say that the Ramban certainly, that Rashi certainly holds that when you are made in a chol in a kele, so it's one itzoy. It's one itzoy. But it's Mabu Bishur. Tzar Bishur. Now, and that's Rashi. So if Rashi should have been that when you are made in a chol in a kele, so it's two itzoyes. Like two itzoyes, b'zeach hazeh. So maybe when you are made a mess with a kicker on top of it, so it's like a kele with an eichel in it. What difference does it make? So if when you are meitzi an eichel in a kele, it's two itzoyes, so when you are meitzi a mess with a kicker on top of it, it's also two itzoyes. So then he couldn't say that in order to alleviate the issue of tefil mukte, we should impose upon him an extra itzoy of karmas. How can we say that? But, so Rashi Shita is obviously that when you are meitzi an eichel in a kele, it's only one itzoy. Mimele, when you are meitzi a mess, and then on the mess you put a kikea, so it's only one itzoy. But it's Mabu Bishuri. It's Mabu Bishuri. So still Rashi says that we impose upon him ribushuri min itzoye in order to dispose of the Yisafutu Mukze. Even though right now it is the Yisafutu Mukze that is in conflict with Kabbalah. It's not the Yisea of an extra joy, because Rashi Shittin is there is no extra joy. It's the same act of joy, but it's Mabu Bishur. So Mabu Bishur, it depends. If it's an union of Truyo, so Mabu Bishur is Osa. If it's an union of Utro, so Mabu Bishur is Muta. So we can say that Rashi Shittin is that this aloch of Kovid Abrias, that is Lichel, Yisrael Rabbanon, is Utro, not Truyo. But the Ramban, we don't have to say that the Ramban doesn't agree with the Ramban. The Ramban can be explained on both ways. If the Ramban Shittin is that when you are meiti and echon the kele, so it's to eat soya. So when you are meiti, mess with the kikar, with the, along with that. So it's also to eat soya. So then the Rambam is certainly reasonable. But even in the Rambam, she thinks like the Rambam, that when you are meiti and echon the kele, so it's only one eat soya, it's only ma'ala b'shuri. And ma'ala b'shuri, and we said, according to the Rambam, ma'ala b'shuri is also a reis, by chenishin b'sakane, because it's oil. But by Melechas Echon Nefesh, Ma'al Mishon is Mutea, because it's Utro. So the Rambam Shita could be like the Rambam, and still the Rambam is Masi Kanarashi. Kanarashi, because true, it's only Ma'al Mishon, but after all, what heter do we have to impose upon him, Ribu Mishon, when the Ribu Mishon doesn't, is not in conflict with Kavod HaPriyes. Only the Issa Mukta is in conflict with Kavod HaPriyes. Because the Ramban Shita could be that Kavod HaPriyes is only Truyo. It's not Utro. And whereas Rashi Shita is that Kavod HaPriyes is Utro. Now let's proceed. Vilinire, Shatil Flaze, Kim the Tzor, and Tzir, the Kamles, the Loiki, and Loiki, the Kmuter, Shoy Mason, the Tzor, Shoy, Shima Mesuta, the Tzor, Shim Kredi, Hakik, and Sahatil, Vyesh, the Shemir, Shatil Po, Al the Kiker, Hoyo, the Loyal, the Tim. שאם כן אפילו רשוס הרבים לקביצה, אז תיניק לו איסורי דרבון הבעלמי, כי דרמון, וכי אם דו רשוס הרבים לקביצה, אז תיניק לו איסורי, ליקר מלס ודלך התחילה, ואפילו בלוי כבד הבריס, וכי אם שאתה נקמות על יציר ליקר מלס, המסינה תיניק דם המודיע, כי חזינו מפרק במאישו, לקבל לסת צלוי חשוב פלאיתן, מות עליך התחילה, so one time says, צלוי חשוב פלאיתן means that a woman, so one time says that a woman is allowed to wear, to carry on her body, a little flask with something, with perfume. I mean something that emits a very favorable fragrance. So why? Because the fragrance, the reyach, the platon, so that's itachshit. So Mimele, she's allowed to wear it, to carry it, because it's itachshit. So the yeshu shame, so he says, this is a rabbi of Yisrael Ba'av Emore, I think it's the Baloitu. So Yish V'yesh V'sheimer, Sha'atil Tolao Liki Karoyo, V'loi Aldi Tinek, Shinkei Nafiu Yishus Arabim Lekim Yitzu Astinek, Kali Yisure Drabon Ba'alni, Kidramo, V'chim Dem Yishus Arabim Lekim Yitzu Astinek, Kali Yisure, Likamu Esmuto Lachatchile, V'afilu Blikom Edabriyes, V'chim Sha'atil Kmutel Yitzi, Likamu Es, Hamesim Atinek Namimuter. כי דחזינו מפרק במאישו, לקבל לסוס לחש של פרק, מותר לחתחילה. דחילים שהבייסם מותר, רק לי נאמה שביצינה, אגב הבייסם מותר. וזו ידעה זה רב רביצר והמור יזהר. So what does he say? That when רב נחם בא יצרו כרוז מטר, when רב נחם בא יצרו כרוז מטר, to carry out the best in the carmelis, so he agrees partially with Rashi. רק קודם את Rashi, רב נחם בא יצרו כרוז מטר, to carry out the best along with the kikarot in it. And רב רביצר והמור יזהר, no. He was only matter to carry out the mess along with the tinek, not a kiker. What kind of a tinek? A tinek that to whom the aloha of Chaynesis Atzmei applies. Whatever the shio of Chaynesis Atzmei is, whether it means making footsteps or it means hilabaragnov, whatever it means. In other words, not a small infant, but a big child that to whom the aloha of Chaynesis Atzmei applies. So Mele, suppose he would carry the tinek in the Rishis Rabbi. In the Rishis Rabbi itself, he wouldn't be in the Rishis Rabbi. But if somebody carries a tinek, a chai, a child in the Rishis Rabbi, he's in the Rishis Rabbono. So since in the Rishis Rabbi, carrying a child involves only Rishis Rabbono, so in the Kamulis, it's Mitzvah Chatzile. In other words, Rav Kavitzon Bar Mori agrees with the Shita of the Pritvo, not with the Shita of the Mogen Avraham. That we discussed. There is a machleket between the Mogen Avraham and the Pritvo. The Pritvo, as to whether one is allowed to carry a child in the Kamales. So the Pritvo says, as the Dovah Poshet says, and he's deichet the Mogen Avraham b'shnei yodayim, because the Mogen Avraham assumes that just as it is also a mitzvah to carry a child from Shus Rabbi, so called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kinderayzit, So it's also the carry child with Rabbanon in the Kamales. The Pritur is matrimishly right. And he says, it's like the machlik between Abai and Rove. Loyamidodom Shayochi Mishta Mishisarabim, so machlik Abai and Rove, whether it's Loyamidodom Shayochi Mishta Kamales, and Rove says that it's only Mishram, it's only Osam Rabbanon. So we lay in Kamales, we go through it like zero, like zero, we pass like Rove. So Pritur is matrimishly right. So Rabbanon Shayochi Mishta Mishisarabim, so Rabbanon explained the Pritur, but then, he says that the wild and Mogavrom Shite is very reasonable, but he is making. So we said that the machlekes between the Mogavrom and Rav Gleyer is on this question. Now, midraise, most Rishim say, it's also to carry a child with the Shizrabi. Why? So we could say that midrabonon, it's also. So you could say that the pshat is, while midraise, a chai, who is Nesis Atzmi, who eats his own bird, is not a masse, that's the Lashon HaRambam, in a masse, but in the Rabbanon it is a masse, even though he eats his own bird. So that means, with the Rabbanon it's a tzoy. Or we could say, if with the Raise, a chai is not a masse, so with the Rabbanon it's not a masse either. But with the Rabbanon it's a special xere. Because if we'll allow a person to carry a child who can walk, so he might be led into carrying an infant who is a day old, who cannot walk, and that will involve an Issa, it's all in their eyes. So it's only exam. So apparently the Pritur assumes that the Pritur and Rabbi Gleyer at the end, the Amachia, that it's only exam. So exam in the Kamalas, you're not exam. But the Mogavrom holds, no. Midrai say, Chai is not a Masse, but Midravonon it is a Masse. So we see that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Emori agrees with the Shite of the Pritur and Rabbi Gleyer, not with the Shite of the Mogavrom. So maybe he says that Nachman Bar Yitzchak was Matir in the Carmelis. So he says, Yesh, Shatur, not the Kikor, your loyalty. So he says that Rav Yitzchak Bar Mori says, on the contrary, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so was matir al the kikya. So that's why he was matir only in the Kalmas, but in the Rishis HaRabim not. Even in Rishus HaRabim, she's a tilt on the Kikoroy royal. She can have Rishus HaRabim like a bit trust in the Kilisura de Rabon Baum. Kidramono, the Hibin Rishus HaRabim like a bit trust in the Kilisura, the countless middle of Hatrilla. So then we do it of the priest, so we don't have to resort to the priest. Why? Why would we put her without the priest and we put her to carry a mess all day Kikoroy? Because the halacha is that when one carries a child in a carriage, so he's potter even on the carriage. Now, when you put the kikya, when you put the tinik, on the mess, so that means the mess is like the carriage, and the tinik is like the tinik. So the mainly is potter even on the mess. So he's potter even on the mess. So in other words, even according to the beauty, that Moshe Tzchil Gufi is chayev, so only if he carries out just the mess by himself, but if he carries a mess along with the tinnik, so since and the tinnik is potter, so the mess is like a carriage for the tinnik, so remember he becomes tofik, he becomes bottle to the tinnik, so he's potter in the Rishus HaRabim even according to the beauty, but in the Rishus HaRabim, it's also in the Rabbanon. So in countless, it's with Lachatchila. Anyway, so we see that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mori agrees with the Pritur. And he says, even in the Chiddush of the Pritur, because the Pritur is only matir carrying a child in the countless. He is not matir carrying a child in the carriage in the countless. And there is a very good reason to distinguish between carrying just a child on your shoulders in the countless and leading a child in the carriage in the countless. Because everybody must agree with this premise that where something is osam de rabbanon, is itzoyim de rabbanon, then kol de tikkun rabbanon can rise to be it's osam de kamalas as well. But the pritur shita is that the child is not a masse. So even the rabbanon it's not a masse. So, but the chachamim who are gezer, the Rishus HaRabim, should carry a child that can walk, because if he'll be allowed to carry a child that can walk, he might be led into carrying a child that cannot walk. and then to be really tzaddik. So so becomeless loy gozo. So that's only shayach when we carry the child on your shoulders. So then we can understand that svore of the pritvue reasonably. We can reasonably understand it. That in other words, that even the rabbonon it's not a masi. Masheim came when you lead the child in the carriage. So we the raisi you are potter on the child, on the carriage. Because with the raisi there is aloche shakli tofeil ligavi atinik. But what's the pshat makli tofeil ligavi atinik? Since he's carrying the kele, for the tinik, so it's not, he doesn't have chshivas mitzadats me. So the mele, it becomes tofeil, so it's not in the vachoshu. So it's like poches v'chishurim. So, chotzi shio, right? Chotzi kregas. Now the Rabban says, b'feirash, and there is no one is chelik on it, that it's also to carry a chotzi kregas in the kamnes as well, because mid I say, if it's less than kregas, so it's not in the vachoshu. But with the Rabbanon, even chotzi kregas has chshivas, has some chshivas. So the mele with the carriage is not less choshut than the chotzi greges. So the mele with the rabbonon it is itzori. So the mele shidlosa kamas. We could say that according to the Fritvua and Rav Gregia doesn't mention that it's mutar to lead the carriage with the child in it in the kamas on Shabbos. That he doesn't say. He only is matir to carry the child on your shoulders in the kamas. But Rav Yisrael Bamori goes one step further, and he holds that just as it is muter, that since midrashim it's muter to carry the child in the carriage in the Rishus Rabbim, so in the Kamales it's muter lechatchile. Why? But apparently he holds that the halacha